And that's what church is. If I was going to tell you what church is about, people who are loving one another and looking out for one another, encouraging each other to be like Jesus, to worship Jesus. And that was learned. Do you see the connection? Ezekiel, Jesus, disciples, church, elders. It goes on. We teach each other how it's to be done using the Word of God, using Jesus as our example. We emulate Him. I am the good shepherd needs now to be understood. I am the shepherd that you are to imitate. The kind of shepherd that cares about people, that wants their good, not going to run away when something bad comes or something bad happens and takes off like that. No, I stay there to put my arms around who is under my watch and stay away from them. Protecting them, guiding them, loving them. They know you by name. And that's what happens in the church when it's functioning as Jesus wants us to be. We know each other. How? Not just simply because we see each other, but because we live with each other and we experience life together and we get in with that. Right? And that's why it's so beautiful to be a Christian. We learn that kind of a community, and it's all based on a Savior who has laid down His life for us. Beautiful. Let me read you a list of six things that mark a sheep of Christ. Number one, they know their shepherd. Number two, they know His voice. Number three, they hear Him calling them by name. Number four, they love Him. Number five, they trust Him. And number six, they follow Him. They know Him. They know their shepherd. They know His voice. They hear Him calling them by name. They love Him. They trust Him. They follow Him. My father was a very important influence in my life. We often were not seeing eye to eye. I would say mainly it was my fault. But I do remember this, that my mother told me that when my father was growing up in Vermont, they were a very poor family. This was during the Depression. For those of you who don't know what the Depression is, it was a very depressed time in our country, reaching across the world, actually, where people lost all their money and they lost their jobs. And it was a very, very hard time. And so people reacted in different ways. And my father's dad, my grandfather, who I never met, took to drink. He drank. He would go to the bar, and he would drink away his sorrows. And I'm not saying that with any kind of judgment. I love him. I never even met him, and I still love him. I saw pictures of him, and I love my father, and so I love my grandfather. There's nothing that I'm ashamed of there, but this is what I wanted to tell you. My mother told me this. My dad didn't say it, but my father would go in the night. And if you've ever been to Vermont in the night, it's very dark. And he would go to that bar and he would carry my grandfather home. That's a shepherd. And they're in our lives. And they're in this church. And they touch our hearts because we are people who are broken and in need of a shepherd. Part two of my father. I have two sisters who are mentally ill. And Most of the time when I was, this happened, it was actually previous to the time we went to Germany, and I was over there, you know, with my father's blessing, doing the things that he wanted me to do and having opportunity to do. But meanwhile, they were at home and caring for my sisters, both of whom spent time in mental hospitals. And when I was away, my father had a heart attack, and I really believe that one of the main reasons that he had this heart attack was because he was answering calls in the night of great distress because my sister and her husband and their son didn't know how to make their life go. And they would call him and scream, "Come and help us, come and help us." And he would jump in the car and he would drive an hour and a half to go and see them. And oftentimes when he got there, they weren't even there. And this happened over and over again. And I think it just wore him out. And thank God he recovered from that and we spent time together. And I was able to make up somewhat for the jerk that I was to him in my life and care for him until he died. Jesus is the good shepherd. A shepherd goes in the night and answers calls of distress, even when it means that they might die. And that is what God is calling us to do, because that's what he did. Right? We look at the situation and we think of the cost. Yes, it's going to cost something. Yes, it might even cost me my life, but I'm going. Why? Because God loves us. Because God loves us. And we have to learn that. We have to learn what that love means. The verse that we have in our bulletins The verse that we have for a memory verse today comes from 1 John 3:16. Where is it? Oh, here. By this we know love. Do you want to know what love is? By this we know love. This is what love is. That Jesus laid down his life for us. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And then part two, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers and the sisters. And so that is really what God wants to say to us today. He wants to bring these verses from Ezekiel before us to say, this is what a shepherd is not. Now take a look at me. And I'm going to teach you, because I am God. I am your God. I am your shepherd. I'm going to show you what it means, and I'm going to lay it out for you. It's to take them and to comfort them and to take care of them with great loving care. And it means if one of them is having a fight with the other one, you're supposed to say, now, Sally and Judy, you stop that. You stop that. You're supposed to be good to each other, and you're supposed to get along like that. And it means, oh, you know what? You know what? You know, shepherd. You know, he's gone off again. He's gone off. He went down to that bar. He went down to that place, and he's getting into trouble. And what are we going to do? We don't know what to do. And all the sheep are all thinking, what are we going to do? And the shepherd says, you stay here. I'm going there, and I'm going to find them. And I'll bring him back there. And you take a look, and you see him right there. Right in front of our faces, right? There he is, carrying him back and saying, you silly boy, can't you learn your lesson? Don't you understand that you're going to get in trouble and you might get into danger that way. And they come and they bring them back into the fold. And that's what Jesus does. And that's, as Christians, it's not just that we're supposed to be good and look out for each other that way. We're supposed to introduce the gospel to people so that they're saved from the sins, so that they're saved from death, that they're saved from the evil one who wants to take them away and cause them to lose their lives and go to hell forever. And we are not to stand by and to see that. We are shepherds who emulate Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. And we emulate him and we say, that's what I'm here for. Right? And you give him your life. And you say, I'm gonna do what you, Jesus, did to the Father. I'm gonna obey you. I'm gonna obey you. I'm gonna do those things. I'm gonna make a difference. I'm going to, yes, I may have to give up something. Right? I may have to give up something. But we stay together. And that is so important, you know, because we're coming together next week for a family fellowship. And it's going to be a blessed time. But I really hope that what it's going to be is the first of many where we can come together. And we've done this, and many of you have been in this church for a long time and you've experienced these things, okay? But it's important that we continue to do it because those are the times, many times, that we learn the most. When I worked at AT&T, people told me most of the decisions are made in conversations that take place in the hallway. And what I see in this church is I see people who are devoted to God and that God is using and wants to continue to use to build his kingdom. And he's doing it and he's using that. And he's encouraging us today to say, I am showing you what to do. Keep on being shepherds. Keep on caring about people. Keep on doing those things. Leave the other things to me. Leave all the things that you're thinking about and worrying about and maybe even, you know, upset about, and leave those to me. I'm in control here. I am the good shepherd. You emulate me. What would I do in that kind of a situation? Do those things. And then you'll be living as a shepherd. You'll be living the Christian life. You'll be being the one who can say, I'm not just coming to church and going home and kind of showing up once in a while and doing that. I am one who is devoted to this, and I'm going to do whatever is possible, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, whatever the Savior needs, whatever these people need, whatever it takes. You know, that's what we're here to learn from each other about. And when we come together next week in that fellowship time, let's get on this and really invite people and show up for it, okay? Be there so that we can live in those opportunities and say, you know, I've had other plans, but I'm going to be there. And on Sunday, I know what, I have somewhere else I could go, but I'm going to be there. And you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be showing people that I care about them, and I just don't know them by a name on a directory, but I know them. And they're my friends, and they're my brothers and sisters, and I love them. And I love being around them, even if I don't understand them, and I don't know what's going on in my life, because I'm a silly person that wanders around and I say stupid things. But I love God, and I know he loves me, and his church is his body. And that's what I'm going to be about. That's what I'm going to do in my life. And see what Jesus will do when he has people doing that, when they're shepherding people in this world, going out and finding the lost and saving them, bringing them into the fold. Amen? God is a great God, isn't he? A shepherd. He's a shepherd who leads us. And so always remember, yes, he's good, but don't leave it at that. Say, he's good. I'm going to be good like he is. I'm going to learn from him, and then I'm going to know what really, truly love is all about. Let's sing a hymn that speaks about the shepherd as a response today. My shepherd will supply my need. Let's stand together and sing these beautiful words together.
Thank you. shepherd will supply my need. Jehovah is his name. In pastures fresh, he makes me feed beside the living stream. He brings my wandering spirit back when I forsake his ways, and leads me for his mercy's sake in paths of truth and grace. When I walk through the shades of death, thy presence is my stay. One word of thy supporting breath drives all my fears away. Thy hand in sight of all my foes doth still my table spread. My cup with blessings overflows, thine oil anoints my head. The sure provisions of my God attend me all my days. Oh, may your house be my abode, and all my work be praise. Here would I find a settled rest, while others go and come. No more a stranger nor a guest, but like a child at home.
Let us pray. Jesus, you are so beautiful and so powerful, so able, so compassionate. You came to earth wanting and desiring to bring the love of God here and helping people to be healed and to be restored to hope, taking broken lives and making them one, reconciling people who were hating each other with love. All the things that a shepherd does, Lord. Thank you for being the shepherd who came from heaven to show us the way, to guide us away from danger, to lead us to grass and to streams that comfort us and bring us renewal, filling us with the Holy Spirit, so that we know that there is a way in life. We thank you for being the shepherd who protects us, stands before us when someone comes to harm us, and wraps your arms around us and says, not this sheep, no, no, not this one, not on my watch. We pray, Father, Jesus, Lord, Holy Spirit, teach us how to live and what is important in life. Help us, Lord, when we lose our way and perhaps we get so frustrated with the things going on in our lives that we turn away from you, Lord, help us to turn back. Help us to turn back. Help us to be merciful and to be gracious. Help us to be kind and good. Help us, Lord, to pray for one another. Help us to spend time with one another, to sup with one another, to fellowship with one another, to see that we are not merely doing that so that we can come and do it, but that we are actually learning from one another and also teaching one another what is important in life. You have given us that today in your word. We thank you for that, that we are not merely ones who know the word, but we understand the word. We understand it because it relates to us. It has a meaning for us. It touches our innermost being that you have given to us. And so we thank you for that. And we pray now in this prayer of intercession for those, Lord, that you are seeking to return to you. Lord, we pray for all of them that are on our hearts. And now we want to lift up the names, either out loud or to ourselves, of people who are in trouble, who are in need of your help. We pray these names and lift them up, interceding for them, Lord. Let us say the names, brothers and sisters, of those on our hearts. David. David. Damir. Damir, Lord. We intercede, Father, for our Chinese congregation brethren. We pray for them. We know that there are some that are suffering and are sick, in need of your loving hand, some who may be mourning. Lord, we pray for you to comfort them. We pray, Father, for you to come into those situations, O Shepherd, and bless them and let them know that you hear their voice and they can know you and your voice too, Lord, to trust you. And Lord, we pray also for the Chinese congregation that they would, Father, receive the shepherd that you send to them for their congregation. In the meantime, we pray, Father, for them to be patient and to wait upon you in prayer, and that we would together as one congregation support one another in prayer and have trust in you, not having any anxiety. No, that doesn't belong to the kingdom of God. There is no anxiety because we have a God who is all-powerful and frees us from all the anxiety and the worries. So help us to go there, Lord. Help us to go to those places where we are feeling anxiety and worry and give them up to you and experience the peace that transcends our understanding. We pray, Father, that you'll bless us as we intercede for others, Lord, that people would come to know Christ. We pray, Father, for Billy's testimony next week. We know, Lord, that it's hard sometimes to offer a person we know the opportunity to come to church to invite them. But Lord, that is part of being a shepherd. That is part of being a shepherd. That is understanding that we as shepherds look to bring others into the kingdom of God and into the presence where God's servants speak and share how you have worked in their lives. Help us not to be afraid of that person that we have on the tip of our lips and are thinking about inviting. Lord, help us to go all the way. We pray, God, that you'll bless Billy as she prepares that testimony. And we pray, Father, for all the things that are being planned for that day, Lord, that it would be precious in your sight. And every opportunity that we come together in Bible study during the week on Wednesdays, we thank you for the people coming to that now. We pray, Father, for more. We pray, Father, also in thanksgiving for the youth and for the blessed fellowship that was on Friday night. We pray for more of our children to attend. We pray, Father, for more children from outside to attend. We pray, Father, for more involvement from parents and from families. We pray, Father, for a revival of the Holy Spirit in our church, Father, to break us from any of the things that have a hold on us, so that we would be freed to worship you, Father, and to grow. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, for the missionaries. We thank you, Father, and intercede on behalf of Donna Baptiste and for her seed to harvest, that it would indeed be a seed to harvest, a harvest of lives being won to Christ. We pray for her and for her service there, Lord, and for her protection, for your her voice to go out. We pray, Father, for our sister who is going into the Middle East again, Lord, going back in now for a second round, Lord, lovingly and wanting to be there in the midst of all of the hatred and all of the violence and the unrest, and wanting to go back to see the flock that she is shepherding. Thank you for her. Thank you. Lord, raise up new missionaries from among us. Let no one say no when they hear the call, but to answer like Isaiah, send me, I'm here, send me. Help us, Lord, to let go of this world and to grasp onto your hand and let you lead us. We thank you, God, we thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thank you for our church. Thank you for the way that you have made us, Lord. And thank you for the things that we see as problems. And thank you for all the things, Lord, that we see as blessings. And Lord, we thank you in all circumstances. We thank you, Lord, when there's fruit on the tree and when there's not. We thank you because you are doing great things. We cannot see because we are blind. But Lord, we praise you because you are at work in this world and you are unstoppable in your desire to save people from their sins. And we thank you most of all, Jesus, that you lay down your life, that we can say with all pride in our boasting in our hearts that we serve a Savior, a shepherd who died for us, that he was willing to do that. He didn't run away. When people came after him, his disciples did, but Jesus, you did not. So help us not to be disciples who run away, but that are in here, Lord, forever, because there's nowhere else we would go. Where else could we go, Lord? Thank you, God. Be with our seniors. Help us to take care of them. Awaken us. Help us to be a church that is known for being proactive. Not resting when we see something in need, someone in need, something that needs to be done, from the very least of the things to the greatest. Help us to be proactive. That is a word that belongs to you, Lord. You are a proactive God. You saw and you sent your Son. And we are the recipients of that proactive God that you are. Help us, Lord, to be that way. And bless all the work that we do, Lord, for your glory. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name.